latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. And a Man City ace, Raheem Sterling, says he has not been affected despite being heavily criticised for having a gun tattoo on his leg. Sterling said the unfinished tattoo references the shooting of his father, who was gunned down in Jamaica when he was just 2 years of age. The 23-year-old said the artwork is a reminder to him to never touch a gun. Sterling, however, has been accused by some of glamorising gun crime, although he said at England's World Cup media day that he was simply focused on training and was more concerned for the welfare of his family. The youngster brushed off all the criticism and says it has not affected his preparation for the showpiece in Russia. Sterling said, "This week it's not really been that tough. Things happened and get spoken about, but I put that to one side. I've been focused on training and playing Nigeria, so for me it was a normal week, to be honest. The only thing that changed was that I was in the newspapers a bit more. I just got on with my day. I spoke with my mum and she was okay. My daughter and my son are okay. I'm fine." And finally, City have reportedly had a £44 million bid for Miralem Pjanic rejected by Juventus. According to reports in Italy, City's bid was quickly knocked back by the Serie A club. They are hoping to cash in on Pjanic in order to fund a move for Lazio midfielder Sergej Milinkovic-Savic. Juve are believed to want around £70 million for the 28-year-old, who is also said to be a target of Barcelona and Real Madrid. After playing for Ligue 1 side Metz and Lyon in France, the Bosnia and Herzegovina international signed for Roma in 2011. He went on to make 185 appearances for the club in all competitions, scoring 30 goals. Pjanic joined Juve on a 5-year contract in 2016 and has helped them win the domestic double for the past two seasons.